Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. We store our emotions in our bodies.
Yay. Fill me up.
That may be a crazy, cranked up belief for some people.
Yeah, I think some people just haven't really thought about it. But you think about when you get really stressed or tensed, I mean, you literally are tensing your muscles, and then that area starts getting tight and inflamed, and then the things around it start getting tight and inflamed. And like for me, I get a lot of tension in my legs. And my masseuse tells me this all the time. They're like, what have you been doing?
Right.
And I'm like, I really haven't done much of any. Like, I do normal day-to-day activities.
You just naturally do it. That's a natural home state for you, is to tense your muscles.
Yes,
there.
And my, and even if I'm not physically or consciously tensing or flexing my muscles, I do store it in my legs and sometimes in my lower back.
We just did this exercise, and it was with one of our coaches named Linka, which I love her name. It reminds me of a video game.
Zelda.
It Zinka. Does. It reminds me of
Linka,
Zelda.
Show me the way, Link.
I'm like, Linka, show us the way. And she had us close our eyes. So we're going to share this with you because it has to do with modalities and how we locate emotions in our bodies. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever done an exercise where you literally walk your way through your body and really try to communicate, okay, what is my body feeling right now? And what is it communicating with me? But we did this, and I find that I carry my emotions right up in my shoulder blades.
Yeah, kind of like in that area between like, well, yours is right
my
between
traps.
Your shoulder blades, but
they're
your traps.
They're my traps.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Which is funny that they're called traps, right?
Because I feel trapped. I even say that.
Well,
I feel
it's
trapped.
Trapping your stress. And a lot of people feel that between their neck and their shoulders. And it's a, and so we end up with like carpal tunnel and these things like
yes.
that bleed down into our hands. And the whole modality of holding that stress in our shoulders. And that's why we rub shoulders, right?
Sometimes I'll be watching a movie and I'll start feeling stress for the characters on the movie screen. And I literally find myself, if I really
stop. With your
shoulders
trying to cover your ears.
Yes. And I'm like, whoa, what am I doing?
Why are my shoulders
Relax.
Creeping up?
Take a deep breath, Jana. Just like, whoo.
Yeah. That's not the empowered stance. That's like
yes.
How do I get this turtle head back into the shell stance? You're stressing me out.
It is. So she taught us this technique on how it has to do with our sub-modalities. Now, our modalities have to do with our senses and how we store these emotions in our bodies. So our modalities are our eyesight.
Vision.
Our vision and our nose, the way we smell our senses and our taste buds. It's all of our five senses.
How we hear.
The way we hear things and the way
like.
We feel things. So that's how we sense things, our feelings. That's how we sense everything that's going around. That's how we feel life. And then we feel these sensations. And when we feel sensations, we label that in our brain, which when we label it and put a story behind it, then it becomes an emotion.
Now, and then our issues land in our tissues.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, within all of those different modalities, there's what's called submodalities. So your eyesight, there's different ways of seeing. For example, like I went into my mom's house and her walls of her brand new house, she has this really pretty gray color that she's painted her walls. Now, I'm an artist, and in my opinion, everybody sees color very, very differently.
Yes, and so they definitely describe it differently.
When I went into her house at mid-morning-ish for the first time and the windows had gone up, I was like, oh my gosh, these walls have a blue tint to them. There's like a coolness here.
A hue of blue.
Yes.
Like a refreshing kind of blue.
It's very fresh in here. I feel this nice little cool breeze that comes through in these walls, in this wall color. And she had never noticed that, or she doesn't see that right in the wall color. So like the way we see things, some people see things very vivid and very crisp.
And some people see things very, like if something's happening in their life, they see it very up close and personal. Whereas if they have the opportunity, if it's in the past or something, to move it out in the distance. So is it close or far?
And it's the same with like the way we hear things. Do you hear the tonality? Do you hear the vibrato? Do you hear the
pitch,
the inflection,
how loud it is?
Yes. So there's so many different sub modalities or ways to communicate. And when we hear those things, how are we storing that memory in our brain? And the way we store it is the way we interpret what it is actually conveying to us. Yeah. For example, if somebody comes up to us and says something,
what do they say?
Go sit down. And if they say it kind of harsh and up close and with a tone in their voice, to some people, that might seem a little bit rude or a little bit demanding. Maybe they might connect that to a teacher from their past or a parent that might be a little strict, and they might find that a little confining, you know, like go sit down.
What about,
whereas other people might find that to be organizational, or maybe
very strong,
right?
Yeah.
Where some people might say, you know what, we need
someone that takes charge.
Yes,
we've lost direction right now. We could gladly
we need a leader.
Direction.
We need a
Thank
leader.
You for the instructions.
Thank you, because now I feel safe. I feel like somebody is here and they're going to take the lead, and that makes me feel like
relaxed and comfortable.
Yes.
And
Thank
some people
you,
are
Jason.
Like, I should have been the leader. That's pissing me off. It's almost also, I think of kind of how we talk to each other today. Someone can say, you're so stupid. Or someone can say, oh, you're so stupid.
Right.
But they're just meaning you're fun and friendly and kind of carefree.
It all depends.
And how we hear that,
how we communicate.
Interpret it.
Yes.
And how we absorb it. Because sometimes we can change the way they said it because of something else that they did at the time and a different little action that took place, and be like, oh, they weren't being complimentary. They weren't being fun and friendly. They were being a frenemy.
Yes.
And then we change it all in our own minds, and then we store it so that the next time we're around them, we're on high alert, more protective. And it starts creating these
One of
issues.
The best examples is the phrase, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry? You know, you say I'm sorry.
Say it 100 different ways and mean 100 different things.
It can mean 100 different things. It can literally mean tell me again, or I'm sorry, meaning I did something wrong, or I'm sorry. You know, what are you saying? Repeat that, please.
Sorry, like tough luck.
Right?
Like tough for you.
You say it so many different ways, and it means so many.
Sorry, not sorry.
So many different meanings. Okay, so those are called sub-modalities, and it all has to do with the way we communicate with ourselves. Mm. Jason and I had Linka walk us through this exercise, and we want to share it with you real quickly. I know we're already 10 minutes into the podcast, but this changed the way I carry stress. For me, I carry it in my traps, and she had me close my eyes, and she had me visualize what shape is my stress. Hmm. And for me, it's literally the shape of two teardrops, and they are sitting on my shoulders. So they are in the shape of, they're round at the top, and then they come to a point at the...
Oh, so they needle in.
Or needle out,
or
however
needle
you want to think of
it.
Yeah. How about you? What did you picture when
she
did this?
So I pictured this spring. It was a large, huge screw.
Yes.
That looked like a spring. So it's very sharp on one end. And the more I get to focus on it, the more it just kind of twists itself in.
And was it on your shoulders or where was it?
It was in my calves. So in my calves, between my ankles and my knees,
okay,
I feel this like grinding, almost like sharpness getting pushed, like twisted in.
You know, that's so interesting because when Jason was a little boy, he actually had braces on his legs.
Yeah.
So that, I wonder if that had anything to do with that. That's so crazy.
It could be a learned type, like I feel trapped down here. And it was very Forrest Gumpish.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the runner who could just run off my braces.
Right. Run, yeah. Forrest, run. And the braces just broke free. Okay. So the first thing she had us do was visualize. What is the shape of your stress? What is the shape? Now, what is the color of your stress? Now, for me, mine was literally the color of a really danky cloud. So mine had like a grayish.
Dank. I like that word, dank.
It was dank. It was dank colored. How about you?
So my spring was very, it was orange, first of all, kind of like fire.
Okay.
And then it just, that's it. It was just very orange.
So she had us just picture the color of our stress and, you know, she really had us dive into this. And I know that I'm really speeding this up. So for time's sake, we're just kind of putting this into fast forward, but she had us go through the shape of it and then the color. And then what she had us do, just those two things, shape and color. And then she had us also describe briefly of what it felt like. And for me, I described my teardrop clouds on my shoulder. They were literally sucking, just sucking, almost like leeches on my shoulder. Just sucking. And they sounded kind of like that. Sucking this life out of me.
That sucks.
Right? And how about for you?
So for me, what was the question again? I got lost.
What did it sound like or feel like?
It felt to me, so when it would turn,
yes.
When I recognized the stress, it would feel like a burning.
Okay,
burn. When I wasn't in recognition or awareness of the stress, it just felt numb.
Okay, that's interesting because you talked about fire. And you've often said your feet sometimes feel numb and feel like they're on fire.
Yeah. And while people hear that and they think automatically diabetes or something like that, I've had all that checked.
Yeah.
So it's not that.
Interesting though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then where's the turnaround here? So then after we went through those three things, what does it look like? What is it? What color is it? What shape is it? And then what does it feel like, sound like? You know, we went through the modalities.
Submodalities. Yep.
Then what we did was we changed the shape and the color to either a pink or a yellow.
Yeah.
Something lighter, something that is.
For me, I changed the direction of the screw. So, and at first I started changing the shape of the screw. And then I realized the better part for me in that, because I felt like it was so deep in, was to change the direction of the screw and then allow it to turn from a screw into like a straighter object. And like not so spiral and springy, digging, like gripping in deeper.
Yeah.
But something that kind of straightened itself out, but not tearing up the inside of my legs, which was really weird and fascinating because I automatically felt my legs getting very relaxed.
I immediately felt this relief in my shoulders. And I would like to know how it affects you at home. I would like you to try this exercise. And you don't even have to do it for very long. We literally did this for minutes. Yeah. Minutes.
It might have been three minutes.
And let us know if it does anything for you. Let us know if it changes anything for you. Because for us, it made a profound difference. In first of all, it made us realize where we carry our stress, where we're carrying it, but it also gave us a little insight as to what it looks like, the color, and how it's affecting us. Yeah. And then the fact that we can literally, in our brains, imagine it to be a different color, a different shape, and imagine it lifting from us.
It's almost getting awareness around how we give the stress the power or the emotion the power, as opposed to being in control of the power and controlling our emotion.
We are greater. We are greater than our bodies. We are greater than our conditions. And once we finally embrace that and come to that realization, our life just goes to a whole different level. Thank you so much for joining us. And please give us some feedback. Let us know how this works out for you. Email us.
Email us at admin@startlivinglucky.com. And we just have to open up the door of conversation.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.